Well, thank you for that introduction. And today our guest is Mr. Kevin Kirkham. He's the manager of business development for NIPSCO. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
Always great to have our great partner, NIPSCO, on the show to hear about all the great things that you're working on. So I think most of our listeners, Kevin, know who NIPSCO is. But for those who don't, can you give a quick overview of the company and what NIPSCO does?
Sure. Yeah, we're the electric and gas utility for Northern Indiana. We serve about 850,000 gas customers and about 450,000 electric customers.
So I know some of our listeners are interested in renewable energy and helping to promote clean energy for environmental reasons. Can you give our listeners an overview of what kind of programs NIPSCO offers and to help these types of customers?
Sure. Yeah. Renewable energy has been kind of a hot topic for customers over the past several years and gained momentum. Currently, NIPSCO, we have three programs to offer our customers that are interested in this type of environment for their service. And the first one is going to be our Green Power program. And then we also offer a feed-in tariff program and net metering program for those that would like to actually install the solar panels or wind power at their property.
Oh, that's fun. These programs sound great. So let's focus on the Green Power program for a bit. So how much does it cost to participate in this program, Kevin?
Sure. It's interesting that the current rate for customers would be about $1.80 per month for a residential home. This assumes that you would consume about 1,000 kWh, which is slightly higher than the average customer. But for easy math, it works out that it's about $1.80 per month for 1,000 kilowatt hours. And so what that represents is that customers that want to help this technology along, and so they're looking for ways to contribute and promote that technology. So what NIPSCO has is a Green Power program that will purchase renewable energy credits for customers to help promote renewable technology for their consumption. So customers can consume either 100, they can select up 100% of their consumption to be green power, or 50% or 25%. So if they represent and select 100% of their consumption to be green power, then that would roughly equal about $1.80 per month.
I see. So how can customers be sure their power actually is designated that comes from renewable energy sources?
Great question. So under this program, NIPSCO belongs to what a Green E certification program. And Green E is a national certification program all across the country that utilities belong to and others. And they will track the actual consumption that is selected under this program to make sure that there's a renewable energy credit that's purchased for every kWh that belongs to this program. And we actually go through an external audit process to ensure that the tracking mechanisms and all our documentation are in order so that what customers are believing they're signing up for is actually happening.
Sure. You're listening to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Kevin Kirkham, Manager of Business Development for NIPSCO. So, Kevin, let's focus on customers that perhaps want to do more and install their own solar generation or wind turbines. You mentioned in the net metering program that in a feed-in tariff program, but what would be the next step for these listeners who want to learn more or perhaps enroll in these programs, Kevin?
Sure. The first thing I would say is do some research. You can start at the NIPSCO.com website and learn about all three different types of programs and the technology that's being offered. And if you're interested in doing more than the green power and actually installing the technology at your house, meaning solar panels or wind turbines, after doing your research, get at least three quotes from contractors.
Sure.
That way, you can determine if the cost is right for you and you're not being taken advantage of. Once you have three quotes, then you kind of do an assessment if is the financial return what you're looking for in a project.
I see. And so what happens if a customer installs solar on their home and is enrolled in one of these programs and decides to sell their house?
That's no problem at all. So if you are if you have a net metering a program or a feed-in tariff program, you're going to have a contract with NIPSCO for the sale of that power. And that contract can be assigned to the new homeowner.
I see.
So that's not an issue, and it really will provide a value for your home, because now you're selling a home that has solar panels with a renewable contract that can go with that home sale.
Wonderful, wonderful. So how can our listeners learn more about the NIPSCO programs?
So you can start with the NIPSCO.com website. That would be the first place. There's a lot of information out there. There's different links you can go to, as well as frequently asked questions to hopefully answer any of those questions. Mm-hmm. And if you really have additional questions beyond that, call us at NIPSCO, 1-800-4-NIPSCO, and then we'll get to the right person to answer your questions.
Wonderful. So as we come to the close of our program, Kevin, any closing thoughts to our listeners?
Costs for renewable energy have come down drastically mm-hmm. over the years. So the past 20 years, it's dropped over 70%. So it's really becoming affordable and a good way for those that want to do more for the environment. If that cost is still a hurdle for you, please take advantage of our Green Power program, because $1.80 per month really can help promote renewable sources. And you can tell all your friends and family that your power being delivered to your house and your consumption is coming from renewable resources.
Great information, as always, Kevin. Thank you very much. And that will do it for today's edition of the Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Kevin Kirkham, Manager of Business Development for NIPSCO. And I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.